Good evening. It is good to be in God's house tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn to John chapter number 8 and verse number 1. We're going to begin reading. And the reason I want to start back here is in the book of John. And that's where we had been at anyway, leading up to before we had to dismiss. So I just want to start back with John chapter number 8. And I got a word for you tonight that I believe God has sent to you. And He has sent it to me this week. And it says this: as though He heard them not. As though He, can you hear me everywhere? All right. As though, and we're just going to do a Bible study tonight, okay? As though He heard them not. In the life that you live in right now, and the thing, we've never been in this area and what we're in now. But I want you to get this. There's only one person that we need to be listening to right now, and that's God Almighty. Because there's a lot of folks that's going to try to accuse you of things, that's going to try to stump you up on things. But there's one person that'll never stump you up and never accuse you, and that's God Almighty. All He wants to do is forgive you. John chapter number 8 and verse number 1, the Bible says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, John 8, 1. And early in the morning He came again into the temple, and all the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto Him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto Him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law command us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting Him, that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down and with His finger wrote on the ground as though He heard them not. So when they continued asking Him, He lifted up Himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted Himself and saw none but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, Father God, I pray You speak this to our hearts in a mighty way. Father God, I pray tonight as the Word be preached, that Father God, it be mixed with the Holy Ghost. Lord God, if I stand here tonight and just preach and the Holy Ghost do not mix with it, Father God, it'll all be in vain. Father God, just as this wind is running through this mic tonight, Father God, I pray that the Holy Ghost runs through our veins tonight and through our heart tonight in a mighty way. Father God, I am praying tonight for a touch of the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. I thank You for this crowd that come out tonight. Father God, as it said very early in the morning, Father God, You went to teach and they all came. Lord God, tonight I pray that all that came this way tonight, that they'll understand that You're not here to condemn nobody, but You're here to save everybody. Father, I love You, and Father, I thank You. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we look at the text tonight, and we look through here, it says, as though He heard them not. As though He heard them not. The woman here was brought to Jesus in the act of adultery. That tells me that they caught her right in that act. But one thing that I do not understand tonight is, where is the man at tonight? Well, they got the woman and brought her to Jesus. Hey, but where's the man at tonight? Friends, I want you to know tonight, when an accuser wants to accuse you, he'll accuse you, and he won't accuse nobody else tonight. But he says, the Bible says, as though He heard them not. And I want to look at tonight, how did that help this woman that Jesus heard them not? How Jesus paid no attention to them. And I want to look at that tonight. Number one, as though He heard them not, it silenced her accusers. The ones that accused her, because He heard them not, it silenced her accusers. The one that accused her. Look in verse number 3. I want to show you this tonight. The Bible says, And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken into adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, friends, I want you to know tonight that an accuser will always find someone that is guilty. An accuser will always look for somebody that is guilty. And most of the time, the one that does the accusing, you know why they're looking for somebody that is guilty? Because they're guilty themselves. Friends, I want you to get this tonight. The accuser always finds someone that is guilty. And Jesus silenced her accusers, but an accuser will always know what should be done. Look in verse number 5. And now Moses in the law commandeth us. They wanted to bring the law to Jesus, and they said, hey, Moses in the law commands us that we stone this woman. They'd already knew what they should do or what they thought they should do. An accuser always finds someone that is guilty. An accuser always knows what should be done. But an accuser always is persistent to get something done. Have you ever thought about that? If somebody's got something on you or they know something about you, they always want whoever they're bringing that accusation to tonight, they always want them to do something right then. And you say, preacher, is that what happened here? Look in verse number 7, and it says this. So when they continued to ask Jesus, they wouldn't let it go. They knew they had brought that woman and they wanted something done. So their accuser is always persistent. They always want something done. And Jesus is here. Hey, this woman, she knew she was guilty. Hey, she knew she was caught. And the only hope that she had, as she wouldn't die in the state that she was in, was the blood of Jesus Christ. That God would show mercy on her. And can I say to you tonight, you sitting in this parking lot, and this preacher standing behind this pulpit tonight, I'm guilty as charged tonight to every sin that I ever committed. Nobody committed that sin for me. I committed that sin myself. And tonight, the only way to be forgiven of that sin is if Jesus showed mercy on my life and saved me. It says, no, the accuser was also persistent, but the accuser always wanted punishment. They always wanted that one that they accused to be punished for that crime. They didn't want to show no mercy, and they sure didn't want to show no grace. Look what they said. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? Friends, tonight, I want you to get this tonight, if you don't get nothing else. When somebody wants to accuse you of something, they always want the worst punishment that you can get tonight. Friends, I give you this tonight, if I don't give you nothing else, when we get to that place in our life and we want to see people be punished instead of forgiven, we've done got in a bad place. In the world that we live in, we must not want to see people punished, but we must want to see them forgiven by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But there's something else about an accuser I want you to get here. Not only do they want punishment, but an accuser. One that would accuse another individual, get this tonight, one that would accuse another individual always forgets what is in their closet. That blows my mind. The one that does the accusing, they always forget what was in their closet and what they have been forgiven for. This scribe and this Pharisee, this was church folk. If they knew anything, they knew they ought to show love and they ought to show compassion. But instead of that, they wanted to bring the law and wrap it around this woman's neck and said, I tell you what we'll do. We'll just stone her. What do you think about that? Friends, they didn't want to trip the woman up. They wanted to trip Jesus up. And I want you to get this tonight. You can never trip Jesus up. He knows everything tonight. But I want to give you this. Not only as though he heard them not, it silenced her accusers, but as though he heard them not, it salvaged her situation. Have you ever thought about it tonight? Every time that you've been guilty of a crime and God reached down and took that you was guilty of and it washed it and he cleaned it as white as snow, as it says in the book of Isaiah, have you ever thought tonight that he salvaged the situation that you was in? Man, that situation could have got bad. It could have got worse. It could have got a whole lot worse than this woman was in. Hey, but Jesus stepped in. Friends, tonight, if you're in this place tonight and you've been washed by the blood of Jesus, it's only because that Jesus stepped in. He salvaged your situation. I want you to know tonight, he's seen something worth saving. Can I get an amen? He's seen something worth saving. I want you to get this tonight. This woman, as though he heard them not. Have you ever thought about people when they got something on you and they got a little dirt on you and they start accusing you to everybody they come in contact with? Hey, these people were bringing her to Jesus. They didn't know the greatest thing that they could ever do was bring this woman to Jesus. They wanted to bring her to be killed, and Jesus said, you bring her to me and I'm going to make her healed.
We'll just have a shouting. We'll just get shouting ground here in a minute. You see, the greatest thing, they said, we're going to take this woman to Jesus, and they thought that he was going to condemn her. And Jesus said, the greatest thing you could ever do was bring her to me. Hey, you caught her in the act of adultery, and you brought her to me. The only one that can keep her from doing that is God Almighty. The only one that can cleanse her is God Almighty. Friends, I want you to know, whoever you know that is caught in an act, you bring them to Jesus. Hey, don't take them to the crowd. Don't take them to everywhere else. If you got a problem with somebody, take them to Jesus. He can salvage that situation. He said, preacher, you don't know what they've done. Friends, I want you to know it's not for you to know what they've done. It's not for you to judge them on what they've done. And it's not for me to do that. It's for me to show love, compassion, and mercy. And Jesus said that he silenced her accusers. These folks was accusing her of all kind of things. And she was guilty of what was accused on her. But Jesus comes to her rescue, and he silences the accusers, and he salvages her situation. You said, what did he do, preacher? He kneeled down. Folks, I want you to know tonight, when he knelt down, it said he stooped down, and he started writing in the sand. And I want you to get this. There's a lot of folks, and I've heard it taught several different ways, that when he wrote in that sand, he was writing every one of the people that accused her, that he was writing their name in the sand. And then I've also heard that as he wrote in the sand, that he was writing sins that was in their life. But friends, I want you to know tonight, I don't believe none of that. I believe what the Bible says. Hey, I want what the Bible says. Give me the Bible. And I believe tonight, as he stooped down there and he got to that place and he started writing in that sand, I believe he done the only thing God's fingers ever done, and that was on the mount when he gave them 10 commandments to Moses. Friends, I want you to know. He said, I want you to know. When he started writing down in that sand, he asked them, men, whichever one of you, hey, don't have no sin in your life, you cast the first stone. Friends, I want you to know, he didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. And I want you to know, anybody that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb, they're going to obey that law that has been given to you and I tonight. Let me show you this in the book tonight. He says here, he got to this place, and as though he heard them not, he salvaged her situation, and he done that by what he wrote. By what he wrote in the sand. Turn with me to Exodus 31:18 tonight. Exodus 31 and verse number 18. And I want to show you this tonight. Exodus 31:18. He salvaged her situation. He said it ain't over. Tonight, if you got something going on in your life and you think it ain't over. Hey, that's what we preach Sunday morning. It ain't over. It ain't over yet. You still got breath in them lungs. It ain't over. And friends, get this tonight. He can salvage anything in your life. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what battle's going on. He can salvage anything in your life tonight. If you'll turn with me to Exodus chapter number 31 and verse number 18, this is where I believe that he got where he was writing in the sand. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. Written with the finger of God. Folks, tonight I want you to know, he wrote it down for us to go by. Look what he says here. What he wrote, number one. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Number two, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Number three, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number five, honor thy father and thy mother. Number six, thou shalt not murder. They're wanting to kill this woman. He says, I'm writing this down for you. I want you to understand this. But then he says, thou shalt not commit adultery. And then he gets to the place, thou shalt not steal. And thou shalt not bear false witness. And thou shalt not covet. He said, these are some things that I do not want you to do. That's the Ten Commandments that he has given us. And when he did that, he said, by what he wrote, he salvaged her situation. He's got them right where he wants them. Friends, tonight, let God fight your battles. I don't know what battles you're going through tonight, but I believe this tonight, as though he heard them not. The slanders and the things that may go on in your life, it's not over. You keep facing what God has you to face. You keep doing what God has called you to do, and he is going to salvage the situation that you're in. Maybe there's a marriage tonight that's on the rocks, and you don't know if it's worth keeping that marriage together. Hey, I want you to know tonight, God can salvage anything tonight. Hey, maybe you got some things going on tonight. You don't know what to do, and you think it's coming to your wit's end, and you're ready to throw the towel in. Hey, you listen to me tonight. On the authority of God's word, it doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. He can salvage the situation that is in your life tonight. And he says by what he wrote, but get this, not only did he salvage her situation by what he wrote, he was writing in the sand, but he also salvaged her situation by what he spoke. Not only by what he wrote, not only by the written word, but we are changed and we're salvaged by the spoken word. Well, not only are we saved by the written word, but we're saved by the spoken word. He said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we have that faith and we hear that word, and it's and the gospel and the word of God is mixed with faith, that's become a spoken word. Friends, you know tonight that life and death is in the tongue tonight. You have the authority tonight to speak death on something, and you have the authority tonight to speak life on something. These individuals, when they come, they had nothing good to say about this woman. Not one thing good to say about her. All they was wanting to do was speak death on her. They would soon her die and go to hell in the situation that she was in. They didn't want her to be forgiven. You know what they wanted her to do? They wanted her to be stoned. That's the book. Nowhere do they want forgiveness. You know what they wanted? They wanted her stoned. They wanted her dead. They wanted her gone. Folks, I want you to know tonight, there is nobody, not a person that you know, that should die and go to hell. God loves everybody. And he said, not only by the written word, but I'm going to salvage her by the spoken word. By the spoken word. You know tonight, if you tell somebody they're stupid long enough, you know what they're going to believe? They're stupid. A husband, you tell your wife long enough that she's ugly, you know what she's going to think? She's ugly. You keep whatever you speak on. Man, I hope y'all getting this tonight. I'm glad I'm getting to release it. Whatever you speak on an individual is what you're going. It's in your tongue, and it gets out there. And he told this woman, he said, ye that are without sin, you cast the first stone. But as I studied this week and in the Greek, what it really meant and what it really says is you that is without this sin. You that are without this sin. Not the 10, but this sin. You get this tonight. I'm going to give it to you. He said, you that are without this sin, that sin of adultery, you that are without this sin, go ahead and hit her with it. And I want you to get this tonight. They didn't have a handful of stones. The stone that they wanted to cast, it wouldn't be a little pebble. It would be a stone, they say, of 80 to 100 pounds. When they wanted to kill this woman, they wanted to crush her. They wanted to destroy her. They wanted her gone. Friends, I want you to know tonight, Jesus Christ, anytime he comes to a stone, he rolls it away. He don't stone nobody with it. He rolls it away. And he said, you that are without, in the Greek, this sin. Every man there is guilty. Every man there is guilty. He said, preacher, I'm going to assume one of them was with her. Don't assume that. Let me give you what the Bible says. Look here. Man, this is good. We got to love people. And he says this, what he spoke. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 27 and 28. He said, what he spoke, you that is without this sin. Matthew chapter number 5. And if you will, turn with me there to verse number 27. Matthew 5 and verse number 27. All right, y'all ready? Amen. Ye have heard, this is written in red, by the way. Whoo! Can I say tonight, this preacher ain't got no right to throw a stone at nobody. Let me get that out of there. I can't throw a stone at nobody for no sin. And there's not a person in that parking lot you can't throw a stone at nobody. If you know something on somebody, I'm going to tell you what my mama used to tell me. If you ain't got nothing good to say, mama, you know what you said. Don't say nothing at all. If you can't uplift them and build them up, don't say nothing at all. Because look what Jesus says. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. Verse 28, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Jesus said, what I'm telling you is, not only is it the written word, but it's the spoken word. If you've looked, you're guilty. Folks, that's how serious the Word of God is tonight. You remember when you was a little kid and they'd teach you, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little hands, what you touch. Because the Father up above, He is looking down from above. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little hands, what you touch. Because if you look down there on verse number 29, He said, if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. He said, it's better to enter into heaven without an eye than to end up in hell. He said, if your hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better to enter into heaven maimed and it gone than enter into heaven with your body whole. Folks, tonight, He salvaged her situation. And these men, I want you to get this tonight. When He salvaged that situation, He said this. They said they were convicted by their own conscience. They were convicted by their own conscience. I don't know why we're here tonight on this Bible study. I don't know. All I know is we took the book of John and went down it. I don't know where you're at tonight, but let me give you this. By their own conscience, they were convicted. And it says that it went out, the eldest went out first. That'd be the ringleader. That'd be the one that had the most to lose. He got out of Dodge in a hurry. You ever, can I get amen? Hey, you want to see who's got the most to lose? You let them start doing something wrong, they'll be the first one to flee. It said that he got out of there first and they went all the way down to the youngest. But let me give you this. This is where they messed up. When they were convicted, that they had come to that place, they'd been convicted, they'd been and they needed to make a change. Jesus Christ was right there. He did not run them off. He told them the truth. He told them the truth. And all they had to do was turn to the Messiah. But instead of turning to Him, they went away. You know what we do a lot of times as Christians when we know we have sin in our life, instead of turning to the Master, let Him fix what's going on, instead of turning to the Lord, let Him fix what's going on. When we get to that place and we have conviction in our life, we try to deal with it and we try to walk away from what will fix it. When you got saved, the only thing that would cleanse you from your sins was Jesus. Now that you're saved, if sin comes into your life, I want you to know tonight, there's only one thing that'll cleanse it still, and that's the blood of Jesus. There's only one thing that'll give you peace and give you rest and give you mercy and give you comfort in the way that you need it, and that is the blood of Jesus tonight. I see tonight, not only did He get to the place that He silenced them. Hey, them accusers, He silenced them, got them to hush up, and then He come to a place He salvaged her situation. Because one reason, He wanted to save her soul. He wanted to save her soul. Look with me here in the text. He wanted to save that individual and let her have a home in heaven. I want to give you this tonight. He said He wanted to save her soul. In verse number 11, Jesus said, and she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I want to give you something here tonight. The accusers wanted her dead in her sin. Jesus wanted her delivered from her sin. The accusers wanted her condemned. Jesus wanted her cleansed. The accusers brought her to Jesus. And Jesus sent her away. They brought her to Him guilty. And Jesus sent her away forgiven. John chapter number 8 and verse 36, the Bible says, that the Son, therefore, shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. The accusers knew Jesus as Master. If you look back here, He said here in verse number 4, and they said unto Him, Master. Hey, but she knew Him as Lord. They knew Him as Master, but she knew Him as Lord. If I can give you anything tonight, don't listen to your accusers. Listen to your rescuer. Don't listen to the ones that accuse you. You listen to the one that can rescue you tonight. As we come here tonight and we read this story about this woman, I told Brother Brian I was so excited to bring this tonight because most of the times you hear what the woman did. But the importance ain't what the woman did. We all have sin. The importance is that Jesus forgave her. That Jesus forgave her and now she has a home in heaven. Folks, tonight, the most greatest need in your life and the most greatest need in my life tonight is that my sins be forgiven. You know what happens when your sin is not forgiven? There's a little thing called a root of bitterness that will start rooting up inside of an individual. And that bitterness will get you to a place where instead of showing love, you'll show hatred. Instead of showing compassion, you'll want to condemn them. Instead of helping them where they're at and leading them to where they need to go, you'd rather leave them right where they're at. As a church tonight, I come tonight to let you know this. You make sure the more accusers get, yak. Can I get an amen? Be like Jesus, as though you never heard them. Because if you listen to the accusers, you won't be able to hear God the way you should. When you allow it to speak into them ears, and what you hear does affect you. Just as you speak it, what you hear does affect you. So if we get to that place in our life that we let God, we let Jesus Christ, He silences them accusers. You take them, just take them to Jesus. He'll handle them. He'll handle them. Because everybody in this, you know why you're here tonight? Because your life has been salvaged. It's been salvaged. It may have been a wreck at one time, but now it's salvaged, put back together. It looks good. It looks complete. It looks what God's called it to be because He saved your soul. Monday morning, he won't mind me telling this. Brother David Whitaker called me. He got baptized there Sunday. Got saved on Saturday, baptized on Sunday. And he called me Monday morning and he said, hey, you awake? I said, man, yeah, I'm awake. What's going on? He said, you know what I did Saturday getting saved? I said, yeah. He said, it's real. He said, it's real. And I thought, man, I sure hope it was. He said, it's real. He said, it's different now. He said, it's just different now. Can I ask you a question tonight? If your life has been salvaged, it should be different now. Should be different now. I don't believe that woman, when she left Jesus, I don't believe she was quiet about it. I believe she went and told everybody, I met a man who can. Folks, tonight as a church, we may be meeting in a parking lot out here, and praise God for it, man. I like it. I'd rather do this and stay at home. Amen. I told them, I didn't know why we poured all this concrete to park cars on. What? We know why now. You're sitting. Everything that God provided, He's provided that for you and He's provided that for me so that we could worship Him. And whatever you do this week, when that negativity comes, that talk comes that you do not need to be hearing, you remember as Jesus did, as though He heard them not. So what did He do, preacher? He got in the Word. If you want to overcome the world, you'll have to get in the Word because Jesus Christ is the Word. Let us pray. Father God, I love You and I thank You tonight. Father God, I thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Father, it's just so good to know that You don't listen to that mess. Lord God, Your Word says that the accuser of the brethren is nothing more than old Satan himself. And Lord God, I pray tonight for this group that's come tonight, took time out of their night to come here. Lord, I pray You'd bless them in a mighty way. Put a double portion on them tonight like never before. Lord God, I am praying for this church. I am praying for every member, every visitor, every person that'll come onto this holy ground. Lord, I pray that You do a work in our life, that we be not like the scribes and the Pharisees. But Father God, we be like You and we show love and compassion. And Father God, when we know that something's going on, we don't accuse that individual, but we love them and bring them to You. Father, I love You and I thank You so much for this night. Thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Bless these folks in a mighty way. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen. I pray you have a good night. If you want to wave at somebody or whatever, got a mask, you want to talk, holler at them. Amen.